Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. It's a NFL Factoid Tuesday. A lot going on in the National Football League. The Seahawks won last night. The Kraken lost to the Flyers, by the way, so you were just like...
They were close there, yeah.
You were hoping.
It was close to the trifecta, yes.
Seahawks defense versus the Texans last night. 3 sacks, 7 quarterback hits, 10 tackles for loss, 12 passes defensed, and an interception.
When you combine a pretty good defense against a struggling and floundering offense, that's probably what you're going to see more often than not. Nice home win for the Seahawks last night.
4 rookies have 500-plus scrimmage yards and 5 touchdowns in 2025. That is the most such players through the first 7 weeks of a season in the common draft era since 1967.
Wow. Look at that.
There were only 8 such rookies from 2023 to 2024 combined.
What?
Wow.
What? That's pretty remarkable, man.
These are talented cats, man.
It was fun seeing Tez score a touchdown again last night. He's got a couple games in a row now with a tutty.
Can you name the four?
There's 4 of them or 5 of them?
There's 4 rookies that have 500-plus scrimmage yards and 5 TDs.
Emeka Abuga.
Hold on. Let me do this right, show-wise.
You have the... Every time we play that, we got to get the grunt drop going
Cam
in there.
Cam Scataboo.
I'm trying to think if there's any other running backs. I don't think there is.
It's got to be receivers or
tight ends. It's got to be receivers.
Oh, Warren.
Tyler Warren, yeah. No. No. Wrong answer.
Doesn't have 5 tutties? Who are the other rookie receivers?
You're outthinking the room on this.
Oh.
Quarterbacks? No. My counties? I give up. I got nothing.
Judkins and Janty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 2 other running backs. That's a cool stat, man. A lot of young guys having big impacts right away.
I didn't realize Jenny had 5 touchdowns because I can't remember the last time the Raiders scored.
Well, they scored against the Titans, but yeah, to your point, this weekend it was really tough. Jahmyr Gibbs, 78-yard touchdown. I don't put these in as much anymore, but I still like this. He ran 22.23 miles per hour.
Fast.
Almost ran the school zone.
One of those you...
Actually, he ran faster than the school zone.
Faster than the school zone. School zone 20.
He's getting pulled over. Pull his ass over.
That's right.
Speeding ticket right there. Remember when everybody criticized that draft pick? What are the Lions doing?
Yeah. I'll never forget that. How about this for GOAT stats? The last 2 quarterbacks with 100-plus pass attempts, 2 touchdowns, and no picks... In their first 3 starts, Tom Brady.
I did see this one.
And Dylan Gabriel.
I mean, he's on his path. He's on the way.
Right.
On the way to becoming the GOAT. Nice dub this weekend.
Some people are saying.
His stat line went viral, and people were saying, "What? How do you grade this? Dylan Gabriel stat line." And I saw somebody retweet it was like, it was pouring rain and in 50-mile-an-hour winds, and they won by 30. What are we doing right now?
1,061 teams had lost when trailing by 18-plus points in the final 6 minutes The Broncos broke that streak on Sunday.
Our boss is a big Giants fan, saw him yesterday after the show. What's going on there, man? That one was tough.
Maybe coaching?
I don't know. Maybe.
Making the calls?
Get the defense in. Drake May, according to Fox Stats and Info, became the first quarterback in the Super Bowl era to complete 90-plus percentage of his passes, throw for 200-plus yards, and rush for 50-plus yards in a game.
He's been so good, man. Every single week, it's been consistently better. They're finding their identity as an offense. They're taking advantage of a bad schedule, right? I mean, I know they have the one win on the road against Buffalo, but beating up against some bad teams, but that's what you have to do if you're going to try and make the playoffs as a team who was a bottom feeder last year. They're going to get the benefit in the scheduling. The next two games are cakewalks for them, and he's playing at eye level.
I'll tell you right now.
Titans are 4-20 since they let Vrabel go.
Yeah, he now has more wins in his first year as the Patriots coach because they're 5-2. He has more wins this year than the Titans have had since they fired him.
He's like, last week I think he was plus 20,000. How are you not rushing to your DraftKings account and just putting something on Drake May as an MVP? Because if they are able to kind of hold off the Bills and win the division, and these numbers continue to do what they are,
13-4 or something, 12-5, win the division.
Yeah, if they're 12-5 and win the division, and he has the kind of season he's projected to have,
4,200 yards, absolutely could be MVP. 30 some odd tuds, doesn't throw it away a lot.
Right now, just in overall rankings, he's 8th in passing yards, 8th in touchdowns. Let's see, completion percentage, that might be a little misleading.
His percentage might be number one in the NFL.
It is number one in the NFL. It's 75.2%, just ahead of Jared Goff.
Right now, he's projected to have 4,200-plus passing yards, 75.2 completion percentage, 29 touchdowns, 5 picks, 8.6 average. What was Allen's touchdowns? I know he had the rushing numbers, but also what were Allen's passing touchdowns? Because I want to say
he didn't have a ton.
It wasn't
of
much
them.
Different than that.
It was right
last
like
year, Josh Allen
something.
Was 3,700 yards, 28 touchdowns,
yeah.
6 picks.
Yeah, that and 29 touchdowns, 5 picks
for 531 and 12 tuds on the ground. So he had a total of 40 touchdowns on the season.
So I'm trying to see rushing wise.
That's the part we don't talk enough about. May with he's a very good athlete.
Right now, how many rushing yards did Allen get to? 500, you said?
530 and 12 tuds.
I have to do the math. ESPN stat doesn't have this. But, I mean, touchdown-wise, he's not going to get there.
No.
One rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
But he had 62 yards this weekend.
Yeah,
I mean, 45 against the Steelers.
He can rack it up. I don't know if he'll get to 500 sack yardage as part of that. Do they take that away from quarterbacks in the NFL like they do in college?
No.
That doesn't count against rushing numbers?
God, okay. No, it so counts against the team's net passing yards, but not the
which is
individual
how it should work.
Passing.
That's exactly how it should work. Yeah, I wish college would do that. But Allen, too, he's such a goal line threat. Like, so many times they just hike it to him, let him run inside the 5-yard line. And May doesn't quite get that in New England.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYD. DROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's a NFL Factoid Tuesday, of course. So we got to roll on with our factoids.
You got more factoids?
I do. Now, hold on.
Got to find them. Got to find them. They're out there somewhere.
Yep.
We got them.
Yep.
Okay. What? No, maybe.
You know.
Brown PS, Brown PS.
One of our listeners, Jamie, big Colts fan.
Yeah.
She's just as surprised as us. They're 6-1. Nice win this weekend against the Chargers. How about this one? Jonathan Taylor had his third game with 3 rushing touchdowns this season. It's the most in a season in Colts franchise history. He also became the 4th player in NFL history with 3 such games within his team's first 7 games of a season, joining Jim Brown in 58,
wow,
Priest Holmes in 04,
wow,
and Derrick Henry in 2021.
Wow.
I would say this. We know the running back is never going to win the MVP unless all quarterbacks completely blow, and I don't think that's going to be the case. He's the O-boy, right?
Has to be at this point of the year.
I mean, when you're doing things Edgerrin James never did.
It's so stupid that we can't give the MVP to a non-quarterback anymore.
Dude,
I mean,
he's
been
unbelievable. Every time I see a highlight, he's breaking 4 tackles,
yes,
and then high-stepping to 30 more yards.
Doing something incredible. And it's not to take anything away from Daniel Jones, who is having a really good resurgent year. And we've talked about him a ton. But he's the one that makes that offense go. He's the guy that everything kind of builds off of in terms of play action and the throwing game. It's all because of the season that Jonathan Taylor is having right now.
Best teams against the spread. Now, this was going into last night, so I'll have to edit the record now.
Yeah.
But the best teams against the spread, Colts, Rams, Patriots, Panthers. All 5-2.
Yeah. I believe the Lions are now 5-2 after last night as well.
Bucks are now 4-3. Seahawks are 5-2. The Lions are 5-2.
Yeah.
Worst teams against the spread.
Don't trust them. Don't touch them.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Saints.
Ooh.
Titans. Broncos. Tell me about it.
And the Raiders.
Long is active winning streak against the spreads. Bears and the Patriots have 4 straight games.
Vegas isn't quite sure what to do with either of those. New England keeps winning games, and they're like, do we need to change the way this market's going to look? What are the odds in this game?
And now the Chiefs entering Sunday as Super Bowl favorites.
Yeah,
to
right
our conversation yesterday.
Right back where we started, man. Didn't take long. Glimmer of hope, and now it's gone.
George Kittle didn't record a catch in his first game back for San Francisco, but he did make an impact in run blocking. With Kittle on the field, San Francisco ran 28 times for 151 yards and 2 tutties. Off the field, they ran it just 6 times for 12 yards.
Pretty good run blocking tight end right there, that George Kittle.
He's one of the all-time best.
Yep.
Christian McCaffrey generated plus 44 more rushing yards than expected and had 7 explosive runs. That's 10-plus yards or more down the field. Christian McCaffrey also, give me a second here. Where is it?
Searching.
I got a lot of stats.
You got a lot in there.
Christian
McCaffrey's been very good this year.
I think he generated 62% of their total scrimmage yards.
The irony of all this is if I told you at the start of the year the Niners are going to be decimated by injuries, he's one of the first guys you probably would have thought of.
I thought he was going to get hurt in game 1 when he had a calf problem. It's like, okay, here comes the Achilles.
All the other injuries, here we go. And now you look up almost at the halfway point. He's playing at such a high level. And Mac Jones, again, we talk a lot about the quarterbacks, and Mac Jones has been solid as a backup for them in winning games. Defensively, they have been much better than they've been in years past under Robert Saleh. But again, the guy driving the bus for them, catching the ball and running the ball, is Christian McCaffrey week in and week out.
But Justin Herbert made history for all the wrong reasons again.
Ooh, what happened now?
He became the first player ever to have 35-plus completions, 420 passing yards, 3-plus passing touchdowns, and 30-plus rushing yards in a loss.
It's becoming like the Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout stats from the Angels. First guy since Bud Smith back in 1907 to hit 17 home runs in a game and still lose. He threw that bad end zone interception, but their problem on Sunday was their defense. Indy did whatever they wanted to, whenever they wanted to.
I mean, I know they're also dealing with injury. They feel like a team that is kind of questioning everything right now. I know they just won a couple weeks ago, but
yeah,
kind of a fluky-ish win. Great play by Herbert, but to break that tackle and get those yards.
He's there. I mean, he has to be Hercules right now for them to win because they're not as good defensively as they were last year.
No.
They're playing their 6th and 7th tackles, right tackle and left tackle. Their top running backs are all injured for a significant amount of time. Their only hope is Herbert's a hero. And they did get Khalil Mack back this past week. Clearly did not help defensively at all. I don't know what the timeline is on Joe Alt. They desperately need him back to anchor one of the sides of the offensive line. I've maintained it for them. They just got to hold serve around 500. They got Minnesota at home on Thursday night. Like, Carson Wentz coming to town or J.J. McCarthy. That's a winnable game. Will they win it? I don't know. But it's not like that's a guaranteed loss for them. If you find a way to win that one, buy yourself a little more time to get healthy. They'll stick around in the playoff hunt.
Tua is the first Dolphins quarterback with three INTs in consecutive games since Marino did it in 86.
Yeesh. Burn it down to the ground, Miami. Mm. Burn it down to the ground.
There have been 33 total lead changes in the final 2 minutes of regulation. 26 games have featured a lead change in the final 2 minutes of regulation. Those are both the most through 7 weeks of a season. Boys, the witching hour is witching really hard this year.
Tell me about it. How many winning bets have become losing bets in the witching hour? I've seen it time and time again. I'm almost scared now of the witching hour.
I'm gambling the most during the witching hour. I'm live betting on teams that are down.
That's not a bad idea because you're seeing it every single week where there's a couple of blowouts that's going to happen every week in the NFL, and then you just get every other game seemingly comes down to the final play.
A couple more for you, and then we'll get to the second hour. I don't know what to do with these two. The Panthers have won three straight for the first time since weeks 1 through 3 in
Bryce
2021.
Young. He's back, baby. Franchise QB.
The Bears have won four straight in a season for the first time since 2018 in weeks 14 through 17. Are the Bears and Panthers good? I don't know what to do here.
No, they're not. The Panthers, definitely not.
I would give more the benefit of the doubt of the Bears, mostly because they've figured out how to run the football effectively and take more pressure off of Caleb Williams from having to do it all by himself.
Could either of them contend for an NFC wildcard spot? Sure. I mean, the schedules are manageable. We've talked about it. The back half of the NFC is interesting, although the NFC West might have something to say about that. But
with all of Tampa's injuries, they're not going to run away and hide in that division. The Saints stink, and the Falcons, you never know what you're going to get, seemingly,
the
Sunday
Forrest
to
Gump.
Sunday.
Yeah. In the department of sorry dirt,
okay,
with Sunday's win, Patrick Mahomes passed your guy Peyton Manning for most wins for a quarterback age 30 or younger.
Yeah, it's inevitable. My life sucks. The Dodgers are going to win the World Series. Ohio State's probably going to win the national championship, and Kansas City's going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm going to want to quit. I don't want to do sports anymore. I'm going to become a movie critic or, like, get into politics. What should I do?
Oh, God.
No politics?
What would you be worse at? Because you don't watch movies.
What would be the Sunday on top of, or the cherry on top of that crap Sunday for you? Patrick Reed comes back and wins a Masters again.
That wouldn't hurt me.
Me leaving to do a Premier League podcast.
What are we doing?
With Softy.
I'm trying to think of, like, who the NBA team that winning would hurt me the most.
Probably the Rockets with Kevin Durant.
I don't care about that. That doesn't do anything for me. OKC winning again would suck.
That's possible,
but
dude.
That's not... Skinny Luka getting one would probably rub me the wrong way. Like, if the Lakers find a way to win another title...
Washington beating your Ducks in a year, Ohio State wins again.
Yeah, that would hurt, too. That would absolutely hurt.
And last one, Stafford has 5 touchdowns. He had 5 touchdowns with fewer than 200 passing yards. Last player to do that, Winston in 2021. I would have never guessed he threw that few yards.
No, how many picks did he throw in that game? 5? Was it a 5-5 game? 5-by-5-er for Jameis Winston?
All right, there we go. NFL Factoid Tuesday, every Tuesday at 6:30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.